With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The clock continues ticking toward the release of several Israeli hostages by Hamas. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
All eyes are on the planned release of 13 of about 240 hostages held for 47 days by the Hamas terrorist organization. Following weeks of intense negotiations led by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, a stage deal was accepted that should yield the first to be released at 9 a.m. Eastern U.S. time on Friday. Despite guarded gratitude that some captives will be set free, Israelis remain cognizant that the deal is not done until it's done. Even if all goes as scheduled, only 50 of the hostages stand to be released, leaving the Jewish state with a diminished military capability due to the remaining hostages, according to military experts. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Also at SRNNews.com in New York City. It's been a tradition for nearly a century as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade got underway this morning for the 97th year. This year's event featured balloons from beloved cartoon characters like Snoopy, more than two dozen floats, and marching bands from around the country. Thousands of people lined the parade route to get a first-hand look. As the holiday shopping season kicks in, more consumers are expected to use buy-now, pay-later options.
A boost in those payment plans is good news for retailers, but credit experts are sounding alarm bells. The short-term loans often come with consumer-friendly interest rates and allow shoppers to make an initial payment at checkout, then pay the rest in installments. But analysts say key features of the plans can make borrowing too easy and saddle consumers with excessive debt. Data show younger consumers and those with difficulty accessing credit use the loans most frequently. Greg Clugston reporting.
This is SRN News. Parents all across the country are waking up to the fact their children are being exposed to books and ideas in the public schools that are grossly inappropriate. What to do?
Interact with the school boards. They can submit requests for information under state law, you know, like the Colorado Open Records Act. Every state has a law like that. They can talk to their school board. They can get involved in school board elections.
Teresa Seidbotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
Honestly, they can't get the schools to cooperate. They may want to vote with their feet and leave and put the children in other forms of schooling. Parents can do a lot and shouldn't lose hope. It's their kids. The schools don't care about them like they do, and they need to take action.
When kids were attending school remotely during the pandemic, moms and dads suddenly got a look at what they were learning, and many of them became alarmed. As a result, parental rights groups started forming shortly thereafter and are becoming a political force in many states. This is SRN News. The historic South Carolina city of Charleston has elected its first Republican mayor since the Reconstruction era.
William Cogswell defeated incumbent Democratic Mayor John Tecklenburg by about 2 percentage points in Tuesday's runoff. Tecklenburg is a well-known figure in the state's Democratic politics, endorsing Joe Biden in South Carolina's pivotal 2020 presidential primary. Cogswell, who served 3 terms as a Republican in the state house and describes himself as a moderate. Charleston last elected a Republican mayor in the 1870s. John Scott report.
Automaker Stellantis has announced a recall of more than 32,000 of its hybrid Jeep Wrangler SUVs because they pose a potential fire risk. As part of what the company described as a routine review of customer information, Stellantis determined that 8 of the hybrid Wranglers had caught fire while they were turned off and parked. 6 of the vehicles were being charged when the fires broke out. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.